it's, I don't want to be a conspiracy guy, but it is fucking weird that it's like another election.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. Like,
hey, how about one that goes for the kids?
Dude,
it's
was
weird
really...
that it's happening.
Yeah.
They're going to need to pull out some pretty serious stops this time.
This is going
to
be, yeah.
The Dems are going to have to pull something out.
They're
in a lot of trouble.
They're in deep trouble.
Yeah, child pneumonia would get it done, though. That's a good one. Oh, that last
I don't know. You know what?
Ridiculous.
I got to be honest.
I don't think a disease will work.
I don't think it's going to get it done this time.
True.
Trump has to
walk it off.
Show up to UFC events.
You're going to be telling a 9-year-old who's coughing, like, keep your mouth shut. I'm going to vote.
Yeah, you know? True. Yeah, I guess there's, I don't know. You think they'll win?
Who?
The Dems.
No.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
But they are going to have to do something. They're going to put up like a desperate Hail Mary.
Why are they running by? I don't understand why they can't get a cool young guy to be like, hey.
There's no cool young guys left. The only one they might have is like Gavin Newsom, who's a good debater. He's decent looking, but California's a mess and everyone hates California and everyone hates him and what he's done to California. Like he was the mayor of San Francisco, which is, I mean, third world country. And what's kind of interesting about him is how happy he looks all the time.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a state where literally it's collapsing, you can't look that happy all the time. He always kind of looks positive and happy.
True. Yeah. Say what you want about Lori Lightfoot. She did play the role.
Oh, Lori.
She just collapsed personally.
Nobody did it better than her. Nobody embodied the fall of a city physically more than that woman. In every respect, by the way. I mean,
what was her superhero costume?
Corona Destroyer.
She looked like Beetlejuice.
She looked crazy. She looked like the Orkin bug guy with who's like sprays things. No, there's nobody did it better than her.
I want to look at it. She literally did it better. It looks like she's on Howard Stern.
She left it all in the office, though. You got to give her that. She truly
left it all. Now she's at Harvard.
What?
This is why we're a fucked up country.
What is she? Oh, wow.
She's teaching at Harvard. I don't know. She's teaching politics, government at Harvard.
What?
Just walking around.
Lori Lightfoot is
with her voice. With that voice.
Senior leadership fellow.
She was in the airport everywhere, too. If you traveled in Chicago, she had her like image kind of plastered up on the screen.
She was a Batman villain. She was a Dick Tracy villain, even. And she would like yell at my favorite thing is she'd have a press conference and somebody would ask a really reasonable question. They'd be like, hey, so there were like 30 murders yesterday. And then she'd be like, I'm not tolerating this.
It's so good. It's so good.
So she would be like, I'm not tolerating this.
She'd go, I'm not tolerating this. We're moving on. And they'd be like, we're just asking, a 14-year-old shot 4 people in a mall. And she'd be like, this is confrontational. I know where you work. I know the people you work for. And she had this like raspy, guttural voice. And she refused to be accountable for anything that would go. People just bring up what went on in the city. They go, hey, so a flash mob robbed and beat a couple outside of RPM Seafood last night. And she'd be like, we're not doing this today.
there was a new guy who started to try and do this chant where he was like, if you're not from Chicago, keep our name out of your fucking mouth. And they're like, why do you guys have so many murders? Like, that's our business.
That's family business. Like,
that's family business.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, let's do a chant right now.
Biden hits that we're not doing this today.
Yeah.
He just He just literally stops. He walks away.
Yeah, really?
You're thinking the Roomba is perfect because you watch him go. I mean, it is crazy to all you go like, it's elder abuse. And it's crazy. My favorite thing about him is that they had a family meeting over last Christmas. And they reported this. Like, it was in all the papers. And it was a big meeting in Nantucket. And they had a holiday there. And the meeting was to determine if he was fit to run again. And then they like, after this meeting, they were like, we're all on board with this. We all think it's a great idea. And I'm like, what possibly could have gone down at that meeting where they go, this guy should go run for president again? Like if he was
this upcoming one,
he was a math teacher, they would go, Pop, hang it up. Like there's no job he's fit to do. Like any family with any kind of decent, like they'd be like, buddy, hey, Pop, you did like, don't like if he was a lawyer, he'd be like, buddy, you don't have to work from home.
Yeah.
You do a case a month.
The family meeting was obviously not real.
No, it wasn't real.
If it was real, it's funny to imagine.
I think maybe there's I've always had a weird theory that like they don't want someone in there who might uncover stuff. Cause I think there's fuckery. Mm. And I think that they don't want especially while Trump is around. They don't want somebody getting in there that might, you know, uncover fuckery.
Yeah, they're like walking them off, though, dude. Like the fucking.
It looks like it feels like a mafia thing where they're like. They're like, no, 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 we got it. He's good. It's like, yeah. It feels like, what are you worried about? What are you doing? Yeah. You don't want anyone else in there. It's weird.
It is. Something's fucked up.
It makes no sense. It's like, I don't get it.
I like when he does try to answer questions.
It's the best.
And then his staff has to come and be like, yeah. Yo. No.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because he'll go for it. If somebody asks him a question, he usually tries.
He'll try.
Really? He does his best.
And he's frustrated, which is a lot of like really old people get mad like at themselves. Like they're, because their brain's not working and they're like mad.
Yeah.
You can see he gets mad that his mind won't allow him.
Oh, that's sad.
He's had a tough life. You got to remember.
Yeah, he did.
Wife died. Kids died. Like the son dies. The wife is wiped off right with a car accident. Something crazy. Then the son dies.
On drugs.
The other son's on drugs.
Yeah.
Starts dating the dead son's daughter. I mean, no, I'm sorry, not wife.
Yeah.
Like it's not a.
I didn't know Jill was the nanny.
Jill was a nanny?
His nanny that was in his car when the wife died?
I guess. Something? I don't know. What? Something fucked
I got
up.
That. That's not a good source.
True.
That's war mode.
You said their nanny died with him?
I've been hanging out with Billy and Spud the last couple of days. I got hit with a lot of fucking things. The nanny, Jill was the nanny to his original marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Allegedly.
She's also not a real doctor.
According to Billy and Spud.
They call her a doctor. She's not really a doctor.
No.
She's not a doctor.
She's like a kindergarten teacher.
It's crazy.
She's like a doctor of like kindergarten education.
Elementary school, they call her doctor, Jill Biden. So it's kind of nuts. Yeah. I thought Michelle Obama would be their best choice because she's not a politician. She doesn't have a record. People like her.
But she has to hide her dog.
She must be hiding
this is the only
something.
Problem. The only issue is that she's a guy. And that's the only
but
issue.
That's the only, like, for real, I know that's a fun conspiracy.
Yeah.
But there is something preventing her from becoming president.
No, 1,000%.
She would be president in a landslide.
She'd be the president
every day
in a landslide.
They don't announce her. I get closer to being like.
Something's going on there.
Maybe she has a cock.
Something's up.
What is going on?
She's the perfect candidate, except for the fact that she was a man when she met her husband.
You know what's nice? Is if they run her, Trump will, when he gets desperate, in a debate.
It's coming out.
You have a cock.
No, Big Mike is coming out in that debate.
That's what they're calling her. They're calling her Big Mike. I'm not calling her Big Mike.
That's my favorite conspiracy.
Big Mike.
I'm not saying it.
It's one of the best conspiracies.
It's so funny.
Because it's reached the actual, reached the dads and uncles.
It has.
Yeah.
My dad, and they'll be like, you mean,
no, one of my Big mother, Mike? One of the Get last the things my mother here. Said in her mental institution in the common area when there and what by the way we went after she died we went to like get her stuff like whatever like Beanie Babies and stuff that had littered around the room, you know, they called us and they were like, you want to get her stuff? My aunt's like, we should get her stuff. I wanted to be like, just give it to the other nut jobs, right? Yeah. Just give it to them. They're not going to know who's Kermit the Frog this is. They're not even going to remember. One of them, best case, one of them might go, that's Patty's Kermit. But no one's going to remember. So we go in there to get your dead schizophrenic mother's Beanie Baby. It's the most depressing day ever.
Oh my God.
And I was so thankful. One woman, one of her orderlies, like a Jamaican lady, pulled me aside and goes, she goes, you'll like this. It's really funny. A couple of days before your mom died, like Michelle Obama was giving a speech and like your mother was sitting there in her wheelchair just watching. And we went over to her. We're like, should we leave this on? And my mother goes, should we leave her on? That's Michelle Obama. And my mother goes, yeah, you can leave her on. But then my mother goes, I think that's a man. So it reached my schizophrenic mother.
Everybody.
Somehow in her mental institution in Jamaica, Queens, it got to her.
That thing. That's...
So right before she died, it's the last thing she learned on Earth.
Oh.
It was the final thing she learned on Earth. She goes, oh, that woman might be a guy. And then literally she just had a bowel obstruction and checked out.
It's a curse. She probably spread it to the Kermit. Yeah. She probably went in that room and was talking to the Beanie Babies like, Michelle Obama has a dick.
She gives it to another guy.
Yeah, somebody's going to pick that thing up.
Yeah,
like,
pick it up. Go, wait a minute. You do see a bulge. Look at her on Ellen. You see a bulge.
She finally connected to reality.
Yeah. She finally at the very end.
But it is, by the way, there is nothing better. If it is, and that's why I want it to be true, because it's funny. There's something about it being true and then her having the confidence to free ball on Ellen and just
have a dick hang.
She's
out
like one of those dudes on TikTok in the gray sweatpants who's like, take a look at this, trying to get views. It's like crazy.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't frill. It's crazy. They don't. I never thought about that because I'm like, yeah, they bring her out. This is the week.